This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Is it really irrational if it could happen?
No.
It's right. There's a chance. So I think the fear is actually legitimate, not irrational. The one that I have is sinkholes. And last week, there was a sinkhole out towards Ventura, swallowed up a couple cars. Who's saying I wouldn't have been out walking along and all of a sudden the earth decides to swallow you up?
Legitimate fear. You see it on the news all the time. Mine, when I have to go potty, I open.
You are so the dad of a 3-year-old.
I open the lid and I
when I need to tinkle.
I have to. This is probably why my daughter doesn't want to use the toilet, because she gets this from daddy. I open the lid and I have to check in there to make sure there's not a snake. Okay? Because my biggest fear is sitting down and all of a sudden something's sliding up. Don't know where it's going to go up. Actually, I do.
I think we all do. But you made that pretty clear.
You see stories of these snakes sliding through the plumbing, and all of a sudden, they're there in the toilet.
That's usually not in America, though.
It can be. I'll be the first one.
How in-depth are you going to check? Are you just like, just a visual check? Are you doing a pre-flush?
I don't pre-flush. I do a quick check, and then I sit, but I'm still in fear as I'm sitting. I'm like, okay, hurry up. And then I do my business, and I'm done. I'm not one of those guys. You know how guys like tend to spend like an hour or two in the
scrolling,
bathroom?
Yeah.
I can't, because I am in fear for my life that a snake, that not just like a little like water snake, I think like
an python,
anaconda would come up in there and swallow me whole.
It's not snakes on a plane. It's snakes in the toilet.
But again, it does happen.
Okay. Let me give you mine that I think is probably more irrational than a sinkhole. Do you ever have a fear when you're shopping? Like, say you're at Target, right? And you're turning the aisle and there's a shelf that sticks out. Do you ever have a fear that you're going to, like, poke your eye on that shelf?
No, but, I mean, I guess in a sense maybe, but I'm picturing myself at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's when I'm turning and there's, like, the lumber section.
Uh-huh.
And I'm final destination right there.
Right. Why are you wearing an eye patch? Well, let me tell you what happened was, what is your irrational fear? Make us feel a little better this morning.
Tell us 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Snakes in the toilet, sinkholes swallowing you up. What is your irrational fear? Although, Anthony, I don't think you're alone on this. A lot of people are weighing in going, oh my gosh, me too.
Imagine that. You're sitting there trying to do your business, and all of a sudden, chomp or slither. I don't know what they want to do. Either way, it's terrifying.
Yeah, I'm not here for it. Amy of Fontana weighed in with her irrational fear. She says, mine is jumping into any type of dark water, because every time I do, I think the Loch Ness Monster is underneath.
Ooh, yeah, I don't swim at night.
Oh, well, even like, you know, we used to go to the river. If the seaweed is overgrown and it touches your feet, I'm like, it's a monster. It's not seaweed.
It has to be.
Yeah.
This text message coming in from the 951 saying one of my irrational fears is sneezing while I have my Stanley cup or any cup with a straw, and the straw... The straw is going to go through my eyeball into my brain.
I get worried about the kids drinking like McDonald's cup or something when we're in the car. Same thing. Like, what if I slam on the brakes and like right up your nose?
This is through the eyeball into the brain. That's crazy.
It's pretty aggressive. Pete and your Melinda, what is your irrational fear?
Actually, I'm on the same page with the snakes because I used to stay with my grandmother who lived in the desert near Joshua Tree. And we walked into the cabin one time and a snake was coming down out of the faucet.
Oh, heck no.
Out of the faucet?
Yes.
Great. Now Anthony won't wash his hands. He won't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I had the same fear. Every time I went to the bathroom or anything after that, same exact thought.
I would say yours is not irrational, though, because you actually saw it.
Yes.
So it couldn't have been a very big snake because it came through the faucet like that. But
No, it wasn't a big snake, no. But it was enough to get me thinking.
That's terrifying.
I would have never gone back to that house again.
I would have died instantly.
Michelle in Corona, what is your irrational fear?
I know it sounds silly, but you know those black beetles that come out in June?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the moment I see my first one, we're done with summer. I cannot be outside.
You're like, we're hibernating, we're staying inside.
That's it. That's the end for me. Like, if I have to go outside, I take a flash water. It's really bad. And every year I tell myself I'm not going to do it. I stand by the screen because they'll land on our screen. And I like act like I'm not going to be afraid of them. And I freak out.
You need to call my friends at Corky's Pest Control. They could help you out.
I was gonna say, you need a tennis racket, not a fly swatter.
I know. I want to get one of those ones that you charge and it zaps them.
We want to hear about your irrational fear. You can call or text us now at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Sinkholes, snakes, and Stanleys. Oh my, what is your irrational fear? Anthony, yours seems to be a pretty common one. Snakes in the toilet?
You laughed at me.
You
laughed at me last week when I brought this up to you, and now it's everybody's fear. And you know what you're going to do when you go home today?
Check the toilet?
You're going to check.
Honey, you need to go clean the toilet again because Anthony has now like planted the seed that there could be a snake in there.
Put the plunger in first, suck that bad boy up, and then do your business.
Okay, maybe this one's going to freak you out. 626 weighed in, says, my irrational fear is something being in my straw like a bug. So I check my straw every time before I drink.
No, that's not a thing.
No, you're more concerned with the snake in the toilet.
Oh, 100%. But I'll tell you this one. Text message coming in from the 840 says, my irrational thought is a spider crawling into my mouth while I'm asleep. I think that happens to people every single night.
I was going to say, I thought that's like one of those common things that happen, but you just don't know about it because you're sleeping.
Now, the spider thing, I'm like, whatever. But if the spider were to lay eggs in my mouth and I have spider babies now growing inside of me.
No, they do that in your ear.
Okay, stop. Do they really?
No. I'm just trying to freak you out. Leah in Redlands, what is your irrational fear?
I have the biggest fear that I'm going to be murdered. I blame my dad. When I was a teenager, my dad's best friend's daughter went missing. Her name was Linda Sobeck. She was the raiderette that went missing. And we went, obviously, to help find her and look for her. And we did eventually find her. And I think that, like, placed this huge fear in me about it. And so, like, every time I see, trash bags on the side of the road or anything like that, I always think there's a body in there.
Same, girl.
Like, yeah, I can't be the only person who has this weird thought every time I see one. It's just super weird, and so I'm really, really nice to everybody I meet. I'm like, this could be that person.
Have a great day. Don't murder me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what can I do for you today?
How can I keep you from snapping?
Right.
That's like a next level people pleaser. Like, you must be the nicest person in the entire world.
I really try. I'm like, I don't want to end up in a trash bag on the side of the freeway. Like, I just don't.
I want both of you to seek therapy because this is a bigger issue.
You can't tell me you don't see rolled up carpet and go, there's a body in there.
Not at all.
Never crossed your mind?
If I see a trash bag, it's trash. That no.
It's a trash of human remains.
You guys watch too much TV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.